All right, with the Cubs general manager, Jed Hoyer, I want to ask you an overall baseball question, just on the strike zone, raising it to the top of the knee. What are your thoughts?
No, I understand the logic a little bit. I don't really like the idea of messing with what players know. There's so much nuance that goes with the strike zone for hitters and pitchers, and what may seem like an insignificant change actually might be pretty significant to a player's approach, a pitcher's approach. For guys to have to change that dramatically, I feel like, you know, to me, I think the unintended consequences of that could be pretty big. So it's above my pay grade, but that's my biggest thought.
Are you hearing from guys at all saying what's going on here?
Not a lot. I think we'll have some clarity on that at some point, but not so much yet.
Right. Now, they want, I guess, more action, but yet they also want to speed the game up. If you get more action, you think you're going to have 3.5-hour games.
Well, I will say I'm a big proponent of trying to figure out ways to score more runs. I mean, I think that there are times with guys, so many guys throwing 100 miles an hour now and stuff that the ball's not in play enough, and I think that's one of the biggest things is that the more the ball is in play, the more action for the fans. It used to be, go back to the 60s and 70s, and you know, obviously earlier as well, a lot of guys swung the bat early in counts. The ball was in play. The games were shorter. We've gotten away from that to a more deeper count culture. Guys see more pitches. They walk more. They strike out more. Now you add in better stuff to that, and you get a lot of at-bats late in the game that end in strikeouts. And, you know, it's not that fun if the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning, the ball's in play, you know, twice in 9 outs. So I understand the logic of that. But at the same time, I also think, you know, significant changes can be difficult.
So real quick on the team, you're 20 over. I'm guessing you didn't think you'd be quite in this spot. But I also don't think you probably feel like you've overachieved. Like, how do you boil that all together?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You know, I think if someone had said, hey, you're going to be 35-15 at this point, I think you obviously would have been elated. But at the same time, I think we're a really good team. I think we have talent in all areas. We have great guys. They compete every night. So I'm not the least bit surprised by it. But at the same time, I don't think that's something you could ever expect.
MVP of the team right now? Can you even garner a choice on that?
Yeah, you know, we have a bunch of guys that are candidates, and, you know, I think that Dexter set the table for us all year. He's been terrific. You know, obviously, Zobrist this last month especially has been incredible for us. And then I think, Jake, you know, obviously the way he's pitched has been fantastic. There's a lot of candidates. Chris Bryant, the way he moves around the field for a star player is amazing. So we have a lot of guys that are candidates, and I think one of the best things about the team is that we have other guys that I know we're going to have monster second halves or a monster last 112 games, and I think that's a good feeling.
Chad, appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Mark.